This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Live and Learn with me, Dashran Johan. All of us know that there are 222 MPs in the Malaysian Parliament. We cast our vote, and in general, this happens once every 5 years. But apart from the big wigs and famous faces, how many of us even know who these MPs actually are? How many Malaysians even know what a job of an MP is in the first place? So if we don't have these information, how exactly do we decide who to vote for, besides, of course, basing it off a party's logo? So this is where My MP, you know, comes in. My MP is a project by a trio of volunteers and developers working with MCCHR, which is the Malaysian Centre for Constitutionalism and Human Rights. And their aim is, you know, making the process of getting to know your MPs fun and engaging. So joining me on the show today are the two founders of My MP, which is Lau Chak On and Xia Yu Hearn, as well as Firdaus Husni from MCCHR. Welcome to the show, guys. How are y'all doing?
Hey, thanks, man.
Thanks for having us.
Great.
Good, for us.
All right, Chak, perhaps we can start with you. What exactly is My MP? I gave a brief introduction, but, you know, as I understand, there was already a My MP site in existence prior to this. Are these two sites related?
Yes, they are. And MCCHR is that link. So basically what happened was that last year, I think me and Xia were quite politically frustrated, let's say, you know, given all the things that happened. And we decided to do something about it. And one of the ideas that I've been kicking around for a very long time was to start an RPG stat tracker for MPs, you know, because I love RPGs. I'm playing The Witcher 3 right now. So, you know, tracking certain stats tied into real life data, for instance, you know, their loyalty score would be tied to how many times they change their parties and their affiliations and how long they stay in their constituency. So then we approached MCCHR based on the recommendation of a friend, because someone told us that, oh, they had a project last time called MyMP. And we wanted to revive that project under this new RPG stat tracker. So I'm sure Firdaus can tell you a little bit more about the old MyMP. I think it was really useful. It kept a lot of contact details for the MPs. But it didn't get so much into the tracking and the accountability, I guess, which is the element that we wanted to introduce in a fun way with this current project.
Firdaus, perhaps you can compare the new site with the old site. And also, what really, you know, caught MCCHR's attention when these guys came to y'all and said, oh, I've got this cool idea. It's like a video game, but we're going to keep track of MPs. No, what was your take on that?
Right. So the whole idea of My MP goes way back to 2016, actually. And it's actually part and parcel of the core component of what we do at MCCHR, and that is under Undi Malaysia. So Undi Malaysia, targeting youth voters especially, the aim under Undi Malaysia is to empower and educate youth in terms of their right to vote, their civic responsibility in a democratic process, and their sense of ownership, participation and representation in the whole democratic process. And so we feel, while on the one hand, MCCHR is doing all these, you know, modules in which we train and empower youth about the tool that they can use, what about accessibility to information for youth? I mean, we tell them, okay, you have to do this, you have to do that. But where are the information? And we thought that we should also push this. And hence, that gives birth to My MP. And so for that, well, the first My MP project, this was a project in which we engaged SINA project led by Khairil Yusof. So we've got them as the team of developers to develop the website then. And the mechanism works differently than the mechanism now, the MyMP 2021 version. On the first one, we send questionnaires to the MPs and for the MP to fill in. And this questionnaire, well, of course, it's not mandatory. It's up to the MPs whether or not they want to take it on. So that, you know, there's pros and cons there, in the sense that we can't exactly make sure that, you know, on the one hand, it depends on the MPs to respond. And on the other, it does not need that much that many volunteers on board. Whereas for this one, I know it's, you know, it's a slightly different mechanism because we need to constantly check and update. Yeah, so that's one difference I can point out.
Hmm. Now, Firdaus, sticking to you, right, because you are also a political observer in a sense, you know, you come on BFM to, you know, comment on various issues concerning the evolving landscape of Malaysia, political landscape. How much has the political landscape and democracy as a whole changed in Malaysia since the first MyMP, you know, came to be?
Well, that's a very interesting question because it relates to an interesting political times that we live in right now. Because the, when you look at 2016, 2017, those were the times of, you could say, emerging or renewed interest in politics and in governance in Malaysia. And that's, you know, the months and the years leading to GE13, GE14. So, you know, people are talking about reform and people really want to know about MPs. And there were already talks that you know, when you talk about MPs, it's not just how many MP go outside and do pecah tanah and, you know, go attend kenduri and whatnot. It's more than that. And it's not your MP that's supposed to bersihkan your longkang. You know what I mean? So those conversations came out then. And then now, so that's 2016. And then 2019, I think we all know, is the historic constitutional amendment.
Mm.
Which, you know, now lower the voting age to 18. And to us, that's a call for the civil society to take to then give this new life or hence that for us, it's translated into a newly revamped MyMP so that we can accommodate that call for youth now to be more involved in democracy.
So yeah, I want to get your take on that as well, because Chuck brought up something interesting about how this idea came about in the first place, you know, that, you know, y'all were frustrated with the political landscape. So how important is the timing of the launch? And I ask this because, you know, following GE14, we've had Langkah Sheraton, after which Tunam resigned and then Muhyiddin became PM. Now Muhyiddin has resigned and we have Ismail Sabri as PM. You know, our political landscape is an utter mess, regardless of which side of the aisle you support. You know, horse trading, durian trading, you have frogs, who knows what the new animal and fruits will come up with, right, as things progress. Now, some experts have pointed out that the recent turbulence is part of growing pains of a maturing democracy, while others have pointed out that people are just becoming jaded with politics as a whole. So where do you stand on this, and how does MyMP fit into, you know, your perception of our political landscape right now? How is it going to help?
Oh, that's a very heavy question. I think the interest for attracting website or, you know, having accountability, I think it started off when in 2018, you know, when we finally had a change of government after about 60 years. And it was the first time where we started to see a very different landscape for, you know, Malaysian politics. And at that time, I think there was a few projects that was running and I was part of one of them. There was Harapan Tracker, there was Open Promises and things like that. So at that time, I think people were starting to be a little bit more engaged, a little bit more interested in like the bigger issues rather than, you know, which party or which, you know, big wigs that we always see. So it kind of died down, I guess, probably after a year or two, until the entire, you know, Langkah Sheraton, everything came back. And it was at that time where, you know, I met Chuck, and then we thought about why don't we start something similar, right? Or a little bit different to really ride on that wave of frustration and discontent. And this is the best time for people to really get involved, you know, because there's so many changes going on. So I think for MyMP, in the first iteration, like Fidaus mentioned earlier, it was really just a portal to have contact information for MPs. But then in the second version, we try to make it a little bit different rather than just having contact information, which you could already get on the Parliament website or from your MP's Facebook page and whatnot, right? We try to add more context. For example, what's this MP's education, right? Where did he go to school? What's his previous occupation? Has he or she been a civil servant all his life? You know, so it gives you a good sense of whether this MP is actually qualified for the job, and whether this MP is actually performing his primary duty as a legislator first, then solving the community issues and things like that. So that's how I see, you know, my MP can provide quite a different take on how we are engaged with politics and how we can hold politicians accountable.
So you talked about, you know, the various different things that can be found on the website. Where do you guys get the data from?
Okay, well, it's basically mostly from publicly available information. So there's Hansards, which is the recordings of all the Parliament sessions. There's the Parliament website itself, which, you know, you can get a lot of the contact information, as Sia mentioned. We also double check that. We go to the MP's own page. We check whether they have their own page. So there's one stat there called availability. So I think one of the key metrics of an MP is how available they are, how contactable they are via Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, their personal page. So all that's in there as well. So basically, it's just a corroboration of objective data. I think that's very, very important. All the data that we source is objective in the sense that it's there. You can see it. You can value it. You can track it. So a lot of people ask me like, oh, you know, why can't you track what MP's stance are on issues? Well, because A, their stance on issues change a lot of the time. And B, sometimes, you know, it might be askew from the media that's covering it or whatever that puts a headline in a certain way. You know, it might not be as clear cut as, yes, I support this or no, I do not support that. So that is subjective data. For us, objective data is how many questions they ask or how many days they attend Parliament. Hopefully, we'll be able to track that properly at some point in time. So we wanted objective data so that we can be bipartisan in our goal of holding MPs accountable.
On the show with me today is Lau Chak On and Sia Yu Hern, some of the co-founders of MyMP, as well as Firdaus Husni from MCCHR. After the break, I'll be asking them how exactly they plan on giving scores to each MP. What categories do they look at? We'll be back with more on Live and Learn, BFM 89.9. Back to Live and Learn. I'm Dashran Johan, and on the show with me today are Lau Chak On and Sia Yu Hern, some of the co-founders of MyMP, which is a project aimed at making the process of getting to, you know your MPs fun and engaging. Also on the show with me is Firdaus Husni from the Malaysian Centre for Constitutionalism and Human Rights. MCCHR, as they are known, is a collaborator on this project. So, Chuck, how exactly does your scoring system work? What are the various categories that an MP will be scored in? You brought up a couple, but perhaps you can, you know, go get into a little bit deeper. And we are talking about 2021, right? I think one of the information that a lot of people want to know is who are the frogs, you know, like, right. You know, whether there's going to be, so is there going to be like a, you know, kata badge there, you know, like how in games you get to collect badges as you go on missions. I'm wondering if there's going to be like a kata badge or like a durian badge, things like that. What are the various categories that you will be keeping track of?
Yeah, that's the really fun part of it. Like, there is already a cut-out badge, which is tracked based on how often they change parties and how long are last 4 years, or last 6 years, I can't remember. But to explain the whole thing as an entirety, it's an ongoing, it's a evolving algorithm. So at the end of the day, the algorithm, the first iteration is our interpretation. So we put certain things in place to try and give a fair score to MPs. It might not always be fair. So I think earlier before the show, you pointed out that some MPs might have a low score in certain things and you don't view them in that way. That's because our algorithm can't be perfect. It can't be fair to everybody, right? It is fair in the sense that it's the same algorithm that applies to everybody, but how we interpret their actions might not be fair, which is why we want to evolve the algorithm continuously. It's going to be like a game patch, right? I'm a huge gamer, especially MCO. I game so much now, right? So you know how gamers, they release patches. They say, oh, we updated this. If it's, let's say, PUBG or something, they'll say, oh, this weapon is more powerful now. This weapon is less powerful now. We aim to do this exact same thing with MyMP, to engage with the public, to find out their feedback in terms of, oh, this score is not fair, can you change it? And if we get enough feedback on that, then we will adapt our algorithm accordingly. So that's how we hope to achieve that.
And I'm also wondering if, let's say, marks will get deducted if an MP is involved in, you know, let's say a corruption scandal or sexual harassment scandal, things like this. Are these wrongdoings and all taken into account within, you know, the overall score of the MP? Because like you said, right now there is a sort of set algorithm that tracks every MP and what their movements are in certain categories. But what if it's, you know, certain things like this, you know, it's not everyone is going to have corruption issues and things like that, right? So is there special trackers for those things as well?
Yes. So right now we're tracking it in terms of badges. So we have badges for people who broke SOP. We have badges for people who jumped parties excessively. We have badges for people who are under investigation. But the reason why they're badges is because sometimes these things might not be positive or negative in a sense. As we know in Malaysia, a lot of these investigations can also be politically motivated. So depending on the government in power, you will see certain investigations happen. And we feel that's unfair to... as much as, you know, in an ideal system, yes, you're right. Like someone under investigation should have like some points removed from a certain section. But given the current landscape, it might not necessarily be fair. So for a very good example would be like you'll see a lot of the opposition MPs right now have a broken SOP badge. Now, why is that? It was because of the protest that they had after Parliament session. They were there and they broke SOPs.
Right.
And they admitted that they broke SOPs. So we had to put that badge there. And it's fair. It's fair to everybody to see and judge for themselves whether this broken SOP is a plus or minus score. So if you mouse over the badge, you actually see a link to the news article where they actually broke the SOPs, and you can make your own make up your own mind. At the end of the day, we're not here to tell you which MPs are good or bad. We're just here to give you all the information you need to make a good decision.
Right. Now, who exactly gives out these calls? And I understand that you guys are talking about, you know, objective, how many questions they ask, things like that. How do you all make sure that there are no, you know, personal biases that come into play?
I would say what we demand of our MPs, we'll make sure we reflect that in this website as well. Cha and Sia can add that later. So, for example, you're asking us about algorithm and how are the scoring, how do we compute that? All that is actually in the website as to how each algorithm and each ranking and scoring is being done. Maybe I'll let Cha explain further on that.
Yeah, so we're actually quite draconian in some aspects with our volunteers. We make sure that we tell them in our briefing not to let their personal biases come into the data, to the extent where, like, sometimes in the WhatsApp chats, they'll say, yay, this MP did this, or no, oh no, this MP did that. And I will actually put it in the chat to say, look, guys, please do not put any political biases on the chat. Because if there is somebody out there in the chat that is of a different political bias to you, they will have a certain perception of the site going forward. We really, really, really want this site to be used by everybody. You know, it's not an opposition site. It's not a government site. It's a site to keep your MPs accountable. And to be honest with you, MPs of both sides need some level of accountability above and beyond what they have right now.
Mm-hmm. Now, Sia, this is perhaps a little bit of a fun one, right? I noticed the website is specifically designed to look like an old school video game, 8-bit characters, point system and all of that. What was it specifically like about this team that you thought, okay, this will work really, really well, this idea of using a video game template?
Sia's too young to answer that. How old are you, Sia?
I'm 25.
You're 25. So when Zelda came out, you were still in diapers, right?
Yeah, but I played, you know, I played games with 8-bit. I think the 8-bit idea really came from Chuck. For me, personally, I'm more concerned, or I wanted to focus more on the hard stuff, like how many questions the MP asks and things like that. So under those very dry, very complicated things, we have this 8-bit, you know, character to sort of ease people into, being more engaged and things like that.
Yeah. And also, I come from a background, I started Chili Sauce. So my area of expertise has always been how to make information fun to look at, right? And I felt that 8-bit characters, we needed, okay, so one very key component, and I really want to shout out to Ivan from Alchemy, the guy that was crazy enough to say like, hey, can you draw 8-bit artwork for every single MP out there? And he said yes without hesitation. He is an amazing guy, okay? We had a small budget, but honestly, it is nothing, okay, compared to the work that he did to draw these 220 MPs, actually, because two died early. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I really, really want to shout out to him, because this project would not have been possible without him.
And Did you guys approach, you know, MPs from both sides of the aisles, aisle regarding the project? I'm curious to know, what were their responses like?
The first MP to actually find out about our project was actually Hishamuddin. He found the 8-bit characters and he actually retweeted about it very, very early on in the project before any of this went viral. And since then, we've been trying very hard to engage with both sides. So for our launch, we had two MPs, one from PN and one from PH, Maria Chin and Luka Nisman, which was great for us. I mean, can you imagine like just getting two MPs from opposing sides to actually sit and have a really, really pleasant chat with each other? That was amazing for us. And we're not so much, that's a little bit of a twist in the project from the earlier version. We're not so much in terms of getting in touch with the MPs. We want the MPs to get in touch with us. You know, if there's any wrong information or whatever to any MPs out there right now, if there's any wrong information, please, please hit us up and correct it. And we will correct it to the best of our ability. Yeah. So since the project has launched, we have had quite a few MPs actually get in touch with us to correct their information, which is great. We're not saying that all our information is accurate. If you're dealing with, you know, the 150 volunteers that we have, you know, ours is a small team. We can't afford to actually go and fact check everything. But that's why when the site is updated, it'll tell you exactly who updated it, like which volunteer or whatever. And that is the accountability that we want to put in place.
And what has their responses been like so far? You know, apart from saying like correct this, correct that, have y'all been? Do they seem to be excited? Like, oh, okay, you know, like. Oh, now, you know, we get to see ourselves. We got points all. We see who's doing better, you know, so quote-unquote better. Or are they more, you know, like, oh, no, you know, now we have to be on our toes. You know, people are watching at all times. So what sort of responses have you been getting?
I'll let Sia and Firdaus answer some. But on my side, I think mostly it's been good. I think the one that they're probably most wary about is the transparency score, which is not active yet. So the transparency score basically asks for MACC declarations, which have been removed recently, I'll have you know. So MACC asset declarations have been removed from the MACC site as of early this year. I think Sia found that. And then, yeah, so there's higher levels of accountability. So there's something called a CTOS score. CTOS score is something that every citizen has access to. Basically, you will have it will show all the companies that you own, how much you owe people, and stuff like that. Everyone can get that for themselves, but we're asking MPs to send us theirs. Yeah, and so that is a commitment to transparency. That one, I have talked to a few MPs. They're like, "Whoa, bro, that's like a little bit too much, right?" I mean, like, you know, even I mean, like the really respectable, you know, like we're all for transparency. They go like, "Whoa, you know, it's too much." But we want to create something for people to aspire to. You know, hopefully, given enough time, you know, if MPs are really concerned about their scores, and we really need the media to help us out on this, like the media needs to care about the scores so that, you know, MPs care about the scores and so that, you know, everyone has a higher level of accountability moving forward.
This shouldn't come as a total surprise to the MPs, because if you look at the last parliament session, I don't know, to me, it looks like the whole country is watching the session like a hawk. And so there is demand and there is interest to know what our MPs are doing in the parliament, who are our MPs, which MP speaks up, in which MP misbehaves in the parliament. So to me, this is just, you know, riding on that and also facilitating that renewed interest. So that's how I see it. And yeah, like just like what Chad said, this culture of transparency and accountability is what we want to see. And for so long, that has not been in our culture, unfortunately. Yeah.
As we wrap this conversation up, guys, I would like to get final thoughts from each one of y'all. The country has seen a shift, right, over the past 2-3 years. I mean, we went from a country where, you know, for decades, we were under this one-party system. A lot of people call it a sort of false democracy, right? But, you know, since 2018, we've seen massive shifts, sometimes shifts that, you know, perhaps, you know, make the whole political landscape very messy, very turbulent. But, you know, many people have said, like we talked about at the start of the conversation, that, you know, this is part of the pains of a maturing democracy. But at the same time, you know, people are very frustrated. Many people are asking, what is the point of voting? What even is the point of voting anymore? So, you know, with all of that in mind, what do y'all hope that my MP will achieve? Let's start with you, Cha.
At the end of the day, I think that what most people are, that I talk to are feeling right now is powerless. You know, when the government that some people elected is no longer the government, that is an incredibly frustrating experience after a lot of the pains and the challenges that they went through to put that government in place. So they feel like they can't affect the political process. And to some extent, that might be true in Malaysia, simply because, you know, these things happen behind closed doors and you can't see them. So in any democracy, it's always a power to the people, right? So if the people feel powerless, that's a huge problem. And so even like myself and Sia, last year, we felt powerless, which is why we did this. We hope to pass some of that power back to the people in the extent of, like, we know that MPs care about their public perception to some extent. And that often drives the political process to some extent as well. So if they actually start caring about their scores on MyMP, that would be the absolute dream for us, you know? And they want to affect those scores, and thus they do better. They ask more questions in Parliament. They become more transparent about their assets. They update their Facebook, their Instagrams, and whatever to make sure that they are contactable to the people. These are all things that everybody can agree on, that everybody wants. So if we can achieve that, that would be an absolute dream for me, man. And I'm sure to Sian Firdaus as well.
I think for me, I hope, this is what I wrote on our page. I hope that my MP will start conversations about, you know, the individuals that we elect into Parliament rather than the usual allegiance to party and coalition politics. I think that's the first step, just really getting to know who your MPs are. Then I think the second step would really be understanding, you know, how government work, how, you know, the entire legislative process is. You know, what are the avenues that your MP can use to stop something from happening or make something happen? Like, all of these things, I don't think, and to be fair, the civic education in Malaysia is really horrible. Like, you only learn a very, very minimal things, and that's also not going to help you later on, right? So that's why I see my MP should head towards really a platform to for people to be engaged, to educate people, and a platform for people to take action, to see the sort of change that they want to see in the entire Malaysia politics. Yeah.
Firdaus.
All right. So two things. Number one, to be honest, when the events of the last 2 years, 3 years first happened, I was disheartened as well. I mean, I was, you know, among the rakyats who feel somewhat disempowered, and also looking at it from the CSO perspective. What's the point of, you know, us doing all this civic education, civic empowerment? I did have that thought. But to me, what's important is for all of us Malaysians to come to a shift in perspective as to how we define democracy. Democracy is not just about going out there and voting, but democracy is it's so much more than that. It's how we citizens participate in that process. And this is one way we can do it, by demanding accountability, transparency, and integrity, and better governance, of course, from the government. So that's one. And second, and this is a shout out for the MPs who are still on the fence about whether or not to support our project. I have 3 points to make as to what's in it for them. So number one, through this website, their profiles, their achievement, their level of extent of performance can be more widely disseminated. And then number two, when it's more widely disseminated, voters are able to know them better. And number three, because of that, they can then represent their voters' interests and concerns better, and in that process, be a better representative, a better yang berhormat, and of course, eventually, a better parliament that we want to see in this country.
How can people keep up to date about everything related to this project, social media platforms, so on and so forth?
Okay, so the main website is mymp.org.my. We also can check us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, just whatever.com/mympv2. So it's facebook.com/mypv2, instagram.com/mypv2, and Twitter at mympv2. So hope to see you there. If you want to register as a volunteer, you can go to mymp.org.my/sukarela1. So, yeah.
On that note, guys, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
I've been speaking to the founders of MyMP, Lau Chak On and Xia Yu Hearn, as well as Firdaus Husni from MCCHR. And we were talking about MyMP, which is a website or a platform aimed at making the process of getting to know your MPs much more fun and engaging. So you can check it out, as Chuck brought it up earlier, mymp.org.my. If you missed any part of the show, you can check out the podcast on the BFM app, bfm.my. We are also available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, pretty much wherever you get your podcast from. I'm Darshan Johan, and this has been Live and Learn, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.